This is a message that was recorded at Word of Life, a London City church in Lewisham, London. May God bless you as you listen.
I've been looking at spirituality from last week, okay? And I said last week, the fact is that there are three kinds of people that work on this earth. Three kinds of people. The non-spiritual, okay? You see, the non-spiritual, I said they are governed by their natural instinct. Okay? They don't believe that there's anything up there. Okay? Hallelujah. Then you have the spiritualist. These ones are aware of the spiritual world, but are not led by the Holy Spirit. These ones commune with the spirit world, and these are the occults, part of the, and these are occultists. The third person is a spiritual man or woman who is led by the Holy Spirit and is filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And if you look at Romans 8:14, it says, "For many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." Amen. "For ye receive not the spirit of bondage again unto fear, but ye receive the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Amen. So these people are the people who are born again, spirit-filled, and operate by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Are you led by the Holy Spirit? Are you led by the Holy Spirit? Because if you are born again, you're a Christian, you must be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. And I cannot emphasize that more. Amen. So, Christian spirituality. One of the things we need to know is that spirituality is the Christian way of life. Amen. Spirituality. Amen. And that's why, if you look at our lives as Christians, Christ is constantly trying to say to us, come out of the flesh, come out of the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Amen. That's why he clearly said, the word that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. He says, for the flesh profits nothing, but the Spirit gives life. For our Christian walk to be on fire on a daily basis, we have to walk in the Spirit. So the Bible says if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. So when we really look at our lives, let's be truthful. As Christians, are we really spirit-filled or we're soulish-filled? Amen. And that's why Hebrews 4 clearly says that he separates between the spirit and the soul. Amen. So our emotions, all these things, are not happy. God is not happy with them. Okay? So as Christians, we cannot separate spirituality from our Christian work. We can clearly see from Hebrews 4 that God separates between the two in his dealings with us. In God's dealing with us, he separates between the two. So what we see in this scripture is that just like the surgeon cuts a person to remove foreign body in them, it's the same way the word of God brings out the foreign body in ours. Amen? Because God will penetrate the core of our moral and spiritual life. So when you look at that Hebrews 4, it says, "For the word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of soul and spirit." Amen. Soul and spirit. He divides between soul and spirit. He separates the two. God will not deal with us when we're in our flesh. He will only deal with us in the spirit. That's why the word of God says, our spirit bears witness with what? With the spirit of God, that we are his sons. And that's why 1 Corinthians 2 says that we have not received the spirit of this world, but the spirit that comes from God, whereby we know all things. So our Christian walk is based on spirituality. Amen. The second thing I want us to know is that spirituality involves the whole person. Body, soul, and mind. As a matter of fact, it's actually the fabric of our lives, spirituality, as Christians. That's the fabric of our lives. Amen. If those who practice occultism and all these things base their life on spiritualism, what about us Christians who have received the Holy Spirit from God? Amen. Hallelujah. And all through our Christian walk, one of the things we must do is we must seek to grow and develop. And it actually involves our relationship with the Almighty God. And it's not just knowing God. Amen. I don't know about you, but some people settle with just knowing God. It has to go beyond that. It has to go to experiencing God. Amen. You see, Moses was a Jew. He knew God. But he had to move from knowing God to experiencing God. Amen. So when Paul was praying for every new believer, this is his prayer in Ephesians 3:16. He says that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory, that he may be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inward man. Amen. In your inward man. What you find out here, he wasn't talking about the outer man, which is the body. He was talking about the inner man, which is the spirit. Amen. Then he says that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, to the end that ye been rooted and grounded in love. So you can see that when you talk about heart, it's not the whole organ, it is your spirit. That's why Proverbs says, guide your heart with all diligence, because from it flows the issues of life. Amen. Paul did not just want the Ephesian church to just know God, but have an experience of God. Amen. Have an experience. The third thing I want you to know is that we must aim for maturity in our spiritual walk with God. You know, I remember my very first visit to a night, an all night. I was sharing this with someone, and all I heard was, oh, we met with God. God this, God that. And I said, oh, I was excited. I said, let me go. And I went. And what's going on? It's the same old thing. Everyone's jumping. And when we left, the people were saying, did you feel the presence of God? And I was like, I didn't feel anything. You understand? But as I kept pursuing, going further, deeper, to know the spiritual things, I was fasting, I was reading the word, I was praying, I was worshiping. You know what it did? It began to bring the spirit man to life. You know, when you get born again, your spirit man comes alive. But it needs to be nourished. Amen. Just as you nourish your body to eat when you're hungry, to drink when you're thirsty, amen. Your spirit man wants the same thing. So when I'm hungry, I read the word. When I'm thirsty, I drink the word. Amen. And so it develops the spirit man. And as I was doing that, building that up, I remember being invited to the night vigil again. And I was able to lift up my hands. I was able to jump. Because my spirit man is alive. It's growing. You get me? Do you think the spiritualists, do you think they just wake up one morning and they are like that? No. They spend time reading books. They spend time doing whatever they need to do. And they grow in ranks. You get what I'm saying? That's why the Bible tells us in the book of Ephesians that you have powers and principalities. And they head different places. We've been given Lucian. And we need to grow spiritually to be able to know what we're taking on. Amen? And that's why I'm getting all the backlash I'm getting now. And I tell you the truth, it hasn't been easy. It hasn't been easy. But I thank God for God. Who has not left me nor forsaken me. Amen. I don't know what God plans to do with this church, but I know that there is something major happening. And within the last 3 days, God has shown me something in my own personal life. When I've been discouraged, when I've been down, and God just out of the blues, the things I've asked him for, just begin to see it fall into place. Amen. God is amazing. God is amazing. And I know that as we press in spiritually, we'll be surprised what he's going to do. Can you imagine you believing God for something and someone says, oh, I've got something for you. And then you think it's, you're saying to yourself, no, I don't want it. Oh. And then all of a sudden, you go and you see that what God is giving to you is still in a package. They've not unpacked it. And God has been keeping it for you. Amen. Now you've got to learn to grow spiritually and maintain maturity in God. My wife, we've been praying, we've been saying, God, you build our house for us in Nigeria. You know what? Got a phone call saying, we want someone saying, we want to do that for you. No, I'm just telling you this so that you will know. But for a long time, for 10 years, we've been waiting to get that done. And that's why I know that what we're going through now, what I'm going through, what you are going through, is because God wants to break through. And you cannot afford. You cannot. I'm going to bring this to a close. He says we must aim for maturity in our spiritual walk with God. So when Paul was praying for the Colossian church in Colossians 1:9, he says, for this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray and make requests for you, that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Amen. Filled. You see that word again? Filled with spiritual. Amen. And listen to the maturity of it. To walk worthily of the Lord unto all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all power according to the might of his glory, unto all patience and long suffering with joy. Amen. And then when he was to reprimand the church, the Hebrews, the church in the book of Hebrews, he says, of whom we have many things to say, Hebrews 5:11. And hard of interpretation, seeing ye are become dull of hearing. You see, if you do not grow spiritually, there are things God will not tell you. You see, sometimes people get upset in a church setting when you preach some things because they're not ready for it. I think sometimes some of my messages can be hard and, amen? it's not me. I've asked God, why do I preach like that? But I remember a long time ago, someone said specifically to me, he said, you carry the spirit of John the Baptist. You know what the spirit of John the Baptist did to him? He had his head chopped off. So that's why I don't want that. But the truth is that spiritual maturity helps you to grow. Amen? I'll bring this to a close. And then we'll continue next week. That's what it does to you. Spiritual maturity. Because we are a people of the Spirit. Amen? We are a people of the Spirit. When Nicodemus went to Jesus and said, how can I enter the kingdom of God? Jesus said to him, you must be born again. So he said, but how can I be born again? Do I have to go back into my mother's womb? He said, no. Those born of the water, but you have to be born of the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our becoming Christians is a spiritual birth. You being a Christian, sitting down, disciples of Jesus Christ, is a spiritual birth. Amen.
If you have been blessed by this message, please don't hesitate to contact us at www.wordoflife-lcc.org. And remember, God loves you.